I'll be there soon.
Okay, so welcome everybody. Ah, give out. I need some water. Just so you know, tonight is, what's the date? Chai Kislev. What? Tonight, tomorrow's your test.
Tomorrow's your test, because we go to
the hospital. Yeah, Monday night's your test. Tonight's Chai Kislev. Tonight's Chai Kislev. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I know it is. Tonight's
it goes by American days. Tonight is Chai Kislev. Tonight it's a little bit more alive than usual. Chai every time is alive. Actually, Alter Rebbe was born on Chai El. So everything's Chai, you know, you're all the Yom Tovim for Chabad.
Not all.
So one of them is Chai El. That's on the. Yeah. Yeah, about Chai was born. There's no food tonight. But there's a table. There's a table. No, it's fine. So just to remind ourselves what we do here, our goal in one sentence is to get to know and become Talmidim and Chasidim of the Rebbes of history. That's a good sentence. And that's our goal. So that's what we're here for to do. Tonight we have such a special opportunity to be in the Chatzar in the courtyard of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was born 1745, died 1812, born Chai El, died Chav Dalet Teves. Yerzeh is Chav Dalet Teves. Mark it down in your calendars. Actually, it's coming up soon. About a month. But the day we celebrate the Alter Rebbe is not just Chav Tes Teves, but it's tomorrow night. Yitzchak Kislev. So we have to understand what that is, understand who he was. But to begin, quick question. What do we know about Lubavitch?
Shlichus.
One word, go.
Tanya.
Rebbe.
Rebbe.
I don't know
anything. Chaim. Too slow. Rabbi.
The Rebbe.
Chassidus.
Mashiach.
Stark.
Smirnov.
Good, okay. Eitan?
Kiru.
Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles, right? Yeah? Fire. Okay, fine. Chaim?
Widespread.
Okay, good. A lot of what you said about Chabad happened just with what some people call the last Rebbe, some people call him the current Rebbe. even people that think he died call him the current Rebbe. Because his shlita, his like reign is still ongoing. He's still very... Everything he said is still befoiled, still happening a lot. What? Zichron lebracha. Zichron lebracha, as Rabbi Eisenstein likes to always make sure to mention. But either way, everything he's done is chai v'kayam mamish. Everything he's done is certainly still very, very much alive. Everything you said is a testament to how alive the Lubavitch Rebbe still is. Even not physically, but certainly his impact. So most of what you said is only from the recent Rebbe. Chabad was something totally different when it started. And it changed with the Lubavitch Rebbe of Menachem Mendel Schneerson. But in the beginning, there was one man who started it all, named Schneer Zalman. Schneer Zalman. What is his great Rebbe was... the way it works is that the Baal Shem Tov was a great light that came to the world. His Talmud... He had two great Talmidim, one of them is the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich. Yeah. I've been to his kever. What? Rafi knows him. Maggid of Mezrich. he had a bunch of amazing Talmidim called the Chevra Kadisha. Chevra Kadisha, you've heard some of these names, we'll get to some of them, we'll get to all of them. Rabbi Melech of Lezhensk, some of you guys went. Rabbi Melech of Lezhensk, we have Baruch of Mezhbid, Rav Shmuel, Shmuel of Nicholsburg, Rav Zusha, great. Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, Rav Avraham Malach, I think the father of the Yira Kaddish, Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, who's buried in Tveria, we'll make it there, Mitzvah, Chevron, Rav Aaron Karliner, who wrote
Kaechsov,
great, and Rav Schneer Zalman of Liadi, eventually his Talmud. But let's get there first. So he was born, Schneer Zalman, and the moment they say that he was born, the Baal Shem Tov all of a sudden like opened his eyes and said, Shnei Oros have come to the world. There's two lights. The light of Torah Sanigla and Torah Sanistar. Torah Sanigla we know is like Halacha, Gemara, etc. Torah Sanistar is Nistar, Pnimius, hidden.
Kabbalah,
exactly. So he said two lights. So his name was Shnei Or, two lights. And his life was that. You know, what did he write? Anybody know what he wrote? You know what he wrote.
Tanya.
And? You know a lot of things. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch. So that world of halacha, the or of halacha, and the or of chassidus, of Tanya. Tanya is known as the Torah Shebichsav of chassidus. One quick distinction. In Chabad, they don't say Chassidus, they say Chassidus, right? That's how you pronounce it. Right? I may learn Chassidus, but Chabad is Chassidus. I don't know why. Because, I don't know, they're from a different place. But to be totally accurate, he's not Lubavitch. Because only his son moved to Lubavitch. So, when I first printed the sign, I wrote the Alter Rebbe, something, whatever, in the sheet, and then I wrote of Lubavitch. But then I wrote it's not Sheker. Only Chabad, not Lubavitch. He was never made it to Lubavitch. He was never from there. He born in Lyozna, it's like Poland, Russia area, and then he died in Liat, like he died in Adich, where Mitz Hashem, it's Mark and I will be going in just a few weeks. In Ukraine. You cannot come with us inside. There's no more. Zach's going. That was what. Okay, so listen to this. So he's growing up. Not everybody that grows up is like a giant when he's so young. Look at us. We're going to be huge, and we're not necessarily giants yet. Got a journey. But some people are. And he was when he was young, he was mamish. He would give shiurim, like we said, by Rav Tzadok. When he was at Bar Mitzvah, he mamish gave the craziest shiurim. The Alter Rebbe also, when he was 12 years old, they started calling him Rebbe, where he lived, where he grew up. He was like crazy gone. And at a young age already, he decided, okay, I know he mastered all of Shas, all of Halacha.
At 12?
Not at 12, but in his teenage years. And he said to himself, there's two great yeshivas in the world right now. One was in Vilna. Who was leading the yeshiva in Vilna?
The
Vilna Gaon. And one was in Mezrich. Who was leading that one? The Magid. So he said to himself, listen, I've got most of it down already. I've got Shas, I got Poskim, I know Torah. Where should I go? I can go to Vilna and learn Torah. I can go to Mezrich to learn how to daven. And he's like, listen, I know a little bit of Torah already, but I have no clue how to daven. So he went to Mezrich, and the rest is history. And he goes to be a Talmud by the Magid, and he's with the Chevra Kadisha. He's the youngest Talmud there. Of all these giants, like Yitzchak, and Beli Melech, and Reb Zush, and Aaron Karliner, of all them, he's the youngest. And at 25 years old, which is how old I am? Oh, no, I'm 24. 24? I'm 24. And he was I'm almost 25, a few weeks, Mitz Shem. When he at 25 years old, the Magid looks to me and he says, I want you to read you the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because Shulchan Aruch was written 500 years ago. At this point, it was 200 years ago. And he says, listen, you're ready. And he mamish does the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which anybody learning Halacha, you know, is one of the most important texts in learning Halacha. He updated all of Shulchan Aruch. Later on, he writes the Tanya. And he was just, his scope, his knowledge of everything in Torah's Nigla and Torah's Nistar was way above. There's an amazing Maisa, which is told differently by Rav Soloveitchik, and it's told differently by the rest of the world. Which one would you prefer?
Rav Soloveitchik.
Okay, we're in Yeshiva University, Rav Soloveitchik. I'll share with you the ha'ara that other people make. So, crazy. So, as you know, the Vilna Gaon was pro-Chassidus?
No.
Was he called the Chassid? No. Yes. They called him a Chassid. They called him the Chassid. But he wasn't Chassidus. But Chassid means pious. Anyways, the Alter Rebbe and one of his chaverim, a little bit older than him, of Nachum Mendel of Vitebsk, or according to Soloveitchik, of Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, they said, we're going to go to the Vilna Gaon, who's the fiercest opponent of Chassidus, and we are going to convince him to appreciate Chassidus. So they go to visit him, and they go to his town, they go to Vilna, and they ask him, anew, where's the Chassid? And he says, okay, he's in the shul. And they go to the shul, they say, where's the Chassid? He's upstairs. And they go upstairs and they knock on the door of the Gra's room. They were that close. And the girl looks through the keyhole and he sees the Alter Rebbe's face. And the way that the Rav describes it is that he saw the Alter Rebbe and he saw his face shining like he's never seen before. And he jumped out the window and ran away. And Rav Soloveitchik says this, who is the opposite of... he's very Hasidic and a lot of things he said, but he's brisk. Brisk is like total litvish. The opposite of Hasidish. And he says, why did the Gra run away? Because he was afraid that if he would speak to them, in just 2 hours, he would become Chassidus. He would be flipped by the Alter Rebbe. So I don't really get the story. I don't get the story. Because, okay, so if he's the biggest genius, the Vilna Gaon, like, if he thinks it's the right thing, it's going to happen, so why not stay and have a shmooze? Yeah. Meaning maybe it's the right thing, because you're going to be flipped. Like, he wasn't like some easily persuaded individual. He was the Gra.
You needed the other side.
What?
He needed the balance to stay.
Meaning he needed the balance. He needed to not be Chassidish. Very interesting. That's a good teretz. Without him, Soloveitchik is a teretz. I just got this Sefer Panini off tonight. And I have to read it tonight, what his teretz is. like why the Rav said the Gemara had to leave. But this, Rav Savitch said this at a Yitzchak Kislev for Bringen.
Oh,
in like 1942. I spoke to Rav Rakefet about it today. He confirmed there's no recording of this.
Bring it tomorrow, no?
What?
Tomorrow
night. Is it this kiss? Tomorrow night is the anniversary when the Rav said this mice. So anyways, it's just a fascinating story.
Was Rav Rakefet there for that
afternoon? He was not. He was a student. No, he wasn't a student of the Rav yet. He's born in 37. Rav Rakefet. This was 5 years later, so he was still in the Bronx. In diapers. Okay, so the Tanya was written. The Tanya is... What was special about the Tanya... which I have right over here, and which we may or may not get to at all tonight because there's still a lot to say. But the Tanya was the Alter Rebbe who said, Chassidus is about the heart, but there's only one way to get there, that's the right way. And how's that? Through the mind. Most of you know about Chassidus, and Nanoks jumping on vans, and everybody singing and dancing. The Alter Rebbe, this is why it's so different than what you know about Chabad Lubavitch. Because it's not about running and, you know, making like Simchas Beis Shoevas in the middle of Ben Yehuda. Or like running and like getting someone to Nefesh like Chanukah candles and making the biggest rash and lighting the menorah in the middle of Times Square. But Chabad was originally about deep, deep thought. Thinking really deep. Deep meditation. Looking at the world as it is, as it really is. That's why we're sitting at a table. One of the key principles of Chabad is that, I say it in Hebrew, Aramaic, Leis asar panui mineh, which means that there's nothing but Hashem. Shum davar. Hashem makes up every single thing in the world. Someone screamed out the base matters today. Hey, what's pantheism? It's a very, very funny comment. Is it you?
Yeah.
It's easy, Shka. Easy, Shka. What's pantheism? Pantheism means that God is the world. So it's not true. But the fact that the world is part of Hashem is true. And that this table, which Ethan is so eating nothing off of, is made up of Elokos. It's given life because Hashem. And Chabad says, look at this table and don't eat anything. Don't look at anything. See Hashem in the table. That's one. Another principle, and that's the neshama. Oh, the whole thing is neshama. You have a neshama. The whole Indian of neshama is discussed in Tanya. How it works, different parts, every piece of it. That's straight up. Unbelievable work, the Tanya. Reb Levi Yitzchak, when he was describing the Tanya, this is one of Weinberger's favorite quotes. He says, Reb Levi Yitzchak was like astonished. Like, how could you describe such a big God in such a small little book? That's what he always says. And the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he's talking about the Tanya, he's like, our understanding of the Tanya when you learn it, and he was obviously brilliant, Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe, he says, our understanding of the Tanya is like a goat staring at the moon. That's how he described it. So even what you can get is mamish astonishing, reading the Sefer, but to know what we don't get is also even more astonishing. So I'll give you a couple incredible mises to really hammer it in. There's a great... The Tzemach Tzedek was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Also a big halachas. Tzemach Tzedek is also one of Weinberg's favorite maises. Tzemach Tzedek was once playing with the Alter Rebbe. And he was playing with his beard, and he was playing with his ears and his nose, and he was like a little grandkid. He was two, three years old. Such a gevaldik maise. And he's sitting on his lap, and he grabs the Alter Rebbe's beard. And he says, is this Zayda? And the Alter Rebbe goes, no, it's not Zayda. And he grabs his ear. And he's like, is this Zayda? And Alter Rebbe says, no, it's not Zayda. He has his shirt, his face. It's not Zayda. And then the Tzemach Tzedek gets out of his lab. He's walking around the Alter Rebbe study. And he goes to the door. And he slams the door and starts crying as if he slammed it on his hand. And Alter Rebbe jumps up and runs over him and grabs him. And he says, ah, this is Zayda. This is Zayda. Meaning that the parish, the story that... It's not like the chitzoni. The reason that the story is so deep is because it's a cute story. It's like, I found Zayda, because like, it's the Zayda that's really... I'll explain. Take off the confused face. I'll explain.
No, it's just that...
What?
I'm pretty sure that it's almost like... Was he the grandson of the Alter Rebbe?
Yeah, he was the third Rebbe.
I know, but like, they weren't all... I know two of them were son-in-laws of the priest.
I'm pretty sure it's a grandson, right? I think it's grandson. Okay, fine. But we'll check it out.
No.
There were a lot of son-in-laws. And what was the
Tzemach Tzedek's
name? This way. Who was a son-in-law? That's why you're confused.
The Tzemach Tzedek was a son-in-law.
Now, he was a grandson, but Menachem Mendel Schneerson...
Yeah, I know he was a son-in-law.
He was a son-in-law, so that's why we're confused. Okay, fine. But anyways, so... The reason that story is so amazing... is because the Tzemach Tzedek was trying to say, is this Zayda? Is this the Chitzoni, the outsides? Is this whatever? Is this table? But the answer is like, no, look deeper, look deeper, look deeper, look deeper. Look what's inside. That's Chabad. It's not like sing a dance. It's when you think deeply enough and see Hashem in every stone, then you can dance. Until then, don't dance. If you're dancing, you're doing something wrong. That was Chabad. Chabad is a chachma. It's about deep. It was in like Lithuania area, right? It's the north of Poland, and it's very Lithuanian. It's very much about deep thought, deep contemplation. That's what it means to be a Chabadnik. Nowadays, things are different. The last rebbe took it in a different, slightly different direction, emphasized different things. But that's an amazing. And I'll give you one other ma'isa about the neshama. This is a very funny story. It's also made into a children's story. Because Menachem Mendel Vitebsk was one of the chevraman of the Alter Rebbe. He was one of his friends, but also a couple years older, slightly like a Rebbe. And he was coming over to be by the Alter Rebbe. So, big machlekes, who gets to make the food for him? The chef, who's usually in the house cooking? Or the Alter Rebbe said, the Alter Rebbe's wife wanted to do it. And she's like, I want to do it, he wants it. So the Alter Rebbe decided, you know what? The chef, you make the food, and my wife, you can put on the spice, the salt. So that's what happened. She put on the salt, and then so the food is ready. The Menachem Mendel Vitebsk comes. It's not locked. You just pull it. And the Menachem Mendel Vitebsk comes, and right before he gets there, the Alter Rebbe's daughter comes in. Just pull it down. Right before he's about to come, the Alter Rebbe's daughter comes in. That's good. And she says, I also want to make food for the Alter Rebbe. She puts on salt herself. And it's now crazy salty, this food. And the Menachem Mendel comes in, and he starts eating from the food, and he can't eat it because it's horrible. There's so much salt. Like, if everyone salted it, like, it tastes terrible. And he says, okay, I can't eat it. And Alter Rebbe says, what do you mean? Like, he takes it when he just eats it. Like, normally. And later, the Menachem Mendel of the test, like, realized, like, it's not because like he's being so nice to his wife. Like there's mice like that, where like some wife put kerosene, which is like an oil, instead of real oil, in the chones, and the husband made the whole thing so nobody else would know. No. It's like the Alter Rebbe didn't even taste it. Like he was so neshamadik that like, taste? The more you focus on the neshama, and this he writes in Tanya, the less separation there is between us. If you look in the MTA lunchroom, Chaim, what does it say? We're all one soul, separated into different bodies. And that's that, because it's a focus on the neshama. When you look at the neshama, everyone here is the same together. We're made of the same soul. We come from the same place. What's different about us? Different bodies. But the more neshamadik you are, the more you are the same. That's what he says. And he writes in Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis, the Lev HaTanya. The more neshamadik you are, the easier it is to love every single Jew. I love you like myself, because you are me. We're the same neshama. So, I'll share with you just the two craziest, probably the two biggest moments of his life. In Russia, there was a big machama between the Tsar and Napoleon. Okay? Who was the Tsar from?
Russia.
And who was Napoleon from?
Russia.
Great. And you've heard of this war before in class. And everybody in the Rebbe is sided on different sides. Fascinating. The Tsar was Russia, pogroms, anti-Semitism, beating Jews up on the streets, no money, no food, anything. And Napoleon was like, let me free everybody, everything will be good. Education, enlightenment, food for everybody. No anti-Semitism, you made a Sanhedrin. So everybody sided with Napoleon, things will get better for the Jews. Alter Rebbe said no.
Thank you.
He sided against Napoleon. He was a spy for the Tsar. He knew so many languages, had such a network of Hasidim that throughout Europe, he was like an actual spy against Napoleon. Why was he against Napoleon? It was basically a battle of Hanukkah versus Purim. What's Hanukkah? Hanukkah is a fight against the neshama. Hanukkah says you're not anything, you're just a human, you're a body. Eat, have fun, crazy Greek stuff, bathhouses, get naked, get crazy. That's Hanukkah, that's not what they said. Go have fight clubs. Okay, that's Hanukkah. Purim, they just wanted to kill us. Okay, fine, not so bad. Like it's a lot worse. Hanukkah. So he said, the Tsar, okay, they want to kill us, but Grom, it's not so good, I'm starving. But at least I have Nisham, I'm still a Neshamadik, I'm still a Yid. And the Tsar, so he sided with the Tsar. Who ended up winning?
The Tsar.
The Tsar, good. And That was the Alter Rebbe. I'm saying so many Rebbes cited against it. But he thought that was the right way because of the Neshama. And now we'll get to the last point. I'm not sure we're going to get to the Tanya, but we're going to get this Kislev. Because Yitzchak Kislev is a big teaching in itself. Later on in the Alter Rebbe's life, he gets thrown into jail. Why is he thrown into jail?
Teaching Torah.
Teaching Torah, snags, spreading Kasidus. What else?
I haven't heard that since I got this.
The real reason is because he was sending money.
I haven't heard the word.
He was sending money to Israel, which was a Muslim country, the Ottomans, and that was the enemy of the Tsar. So they threw him in jail.
What? Lithuanians threw him in jail, like Jews.
Some say that, but I mean, generally the facts they could have told on him, but at least that story was the. That story was the people around him. They could be they told him, and they said that he was going to give money to Israel, which he was sending a lot of funds to Israel. So they threw him in jail. How long was he in jail for?
53
days. Not very long. And on Yud Tes Kislev, tomorrow night, he was released. And why is it such a big deal that he was released?
Because if he didn't, then Tanya wouldn't
have been. Like, yeah, he was a big rabbi, and he had written Tanya before.
Yeah.
But why is it such a big deal that he was released? And this is why. I think he did. Why is it such a big deal? This is what he said. He said when he was in jail, sometimes he had a chalom from the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid. Others say that this is just what he understood. Is that why was he thrown into jail on a pnimi level, on an internal level? Because he was spreading chassidus, like you said. And he was spreading chassidus in such a clear way. The Tanya is the clearest sefer of chassidus you can find. It's systematic, it's in order, it explains from A to Z the neshama, the relationship with Hashem. And he was spreading chassidus. And in Shemayim, they said, you can't be spreading chassidus. So he was in jail. We'll explain why he, in a second, what the problem was. And then, on Yud Tes Kislev, they sat in heaven, it's actually okay what you're doing, the court case was over, and he was zeichet to continue spreading chassidus. And that was the beginning. They said, don't just spread like you never spread before. And Yud Tes Kislev is called the Roshanah for chassidus, because then it spread like wildfire. So what actually happened? Someone asked, like, Rebbe, like, you know, why'd you get out of jail? Like, what was really, what really happened? So he said like this. This is the Nemashal. You might have heard this before. This is where it comes from. Yud Tes Kislev. You've heard this to explain what chassidus is. Now listen carefully, because this is important. There was a king who had a very sick son. And the son was motionless. He wouldn't move. He was like a vegetable. And he wouldn't even open his mouth. And the king tried everything to save his son, and it wasn't working. And he found a doctor. And the doctor said, there's one thing that can save your son, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a big hit. It's going to be very hard for you. And the king said, I'll do anything. And he said that there is one stone in the world that when you grind it up and you put it into water and you put it into his mouth, if he drinks it, he'll be saved. And where's that stone? The crown jewel of his crown. The king's crown, the number one jewel in his crown. And the king says, of course I'll do it. Doesn't matter, of course I'm going to do it. He takes the crown, the big jewel of his crown, grinds it up, puts it into, and most of the water with the stuff in it spills right out of his mouth because his mouth is closed, not getting in. Doctor says if one drop gets in, he'll be saved. Just one drop is all you need. And even though most of it spilled on the ground at the crown jewel, one drop got in and saved the king's son. And the Baal Tanya says this is what was going on in Shemayim. The son was sick. Klal Yisrael was sick. We were a little bit tired. Our faith was shvach. Our excitement was shvach. Our relationship with Hashem was shvach. And we needed the crown jewel. And the Baal Shem Tov came down to the world to say that it's time. Hashem is going to allow to take off the crown jewel. The crown jewel is Kabbalah. It's Pnimius Torah. It's all about Hashem. It's intimacy. If you ever learn Kabbalah, it's the most intimate Torah in the world. Like, really, it's all about the act of intercourse between male and female. That's what Kabbalah is, like, based on. It's a crazy thing. And that's the most intimate, most private thing in the world. Every halacha is about being private, private, private. It's so private. So you're going to let that out to the masses? Let any single chanyak on the street open up have a sefer of chassidus and Kabbalah? Right? They saw pieces of chassidus on the floor. You're going to let the crown jewel of the king be on the floor? But the answer is yes. Because anything we can do to bring a Jew back, to Chiyas, to Avodas Hashem, to Hashem, to bring him back, that's what Hashem wants. And he's willing to drop himself to the ground, to be stepped on for us. And that's what this Kislev is about. It's about, it's a hard day. It's a hard day, who? For Hashem, but not really. It's a day when we open up, if you never learned Chassidus before, to open up a Sefer Chassidus and understand what the intimacy is with Hashem. Chassidus can be described in one word as intimacy. Intimacy means you have a relationship, you have connection, you cry together, you sing together, you dance together, you hold each other's hands. And that's Yud Tes Kislev. That's Yud Tes Kislev said, this is okay, and it's here to stay. So tomorrow we celebrate the altar of getting out of jail, the freeing, getting out of jail, the hafatzah, the spreading. That's why they make a huge sale. To spread chassidus, cheap. Get out, have fun. And that's the Alter Rebbe. Now, the Rebbe, again, will review, was focused on mainly two things. Is that everything is Hashem, and focus on the Hashem, you too are Hashem. And because everything is Hashem, it's all Hamish. Let's fabring. Let's get together. Let's think about Hashem. Next time you have free time, just stare at a rock and think, like Hashem Taka is making this rock be here. Spend 10 hours on it, now you're a Chabad Chassid. Sit in front of a rock for 10 hours. You'll say, okay, by now I'm a little bit of a chassid at Alter Rebbe. It's a lost art. It's called Hesbon Ninos. Mamish thinking deep.
Like Hesbodidus.
Hesbodidus is something else. Different mahalach.
Sounds the same.
Sounds the same. Letters. Very close. Dalad and Nun.
It's like doctor.
Dalad and Nun.
Not sound the same?
No. But anyways, that's the Alter Rebbe. So again, Lesesar Panum and everything is Hashem. You are a neshama, you have different levels, get to know your soul. Don't just think you're nothing. You're chelek alokam, you're part of Hashem. Take his mamish. I said this in camp once, and someone's like, nah, he didn't really mean mamish. I'm like, dude, he said mamish. Like, you don't say mamish if you don't really mean it. You're chelek alokam, you're part of Hashem. The guy's like, nah. That's a bad discussion afterwards, I gotta tell you. Got nasty. Oh, that's mamish. Okay, but that's the Alter Rebbe. Don't forget, Hashem lowered himself for us. That's the secret of everything, is that Hashem was willing to lower himself for us. But can we raise ourselves for him? We didn't get to so much Tanya, but find me another day, we'll learn it together. But this everything in his life is a tire. It's deep, you know?
Alright, let's
very good.
Oh, I have to sing. This is going to be a hard one. That's a pleasure, huh? You have to really think. I don't even have chords anymore. Oh, I gotta play around, hold on.
Yeah.
Guys.
Frame it.
Guys.